So, hello and welcome to our eighth call. Wow, this time has flown, and what a journey this has been. I am so grateful for each of you. Whether you've attended live or through the recordings, and then you've reached out to me. I'm just so grateful for everybody, everybody and everything. This has been wonderful. Thank you so much for joining me. Okay, so today's call is going to flow like this. We're going to set our intention for the program and the call, which is what we always do. And then we're going to talk about the energy of the planet and our own individual love energy. And then we're going to experience a new meditation to clear your chakra energy centers and infuse them all with love. And I've really been looking forward to creating and sharing this meditation and the magic it holds. Ooh la la. I can't take full credit for it. I just followed my directions, but I'm really happy with it. So I hope that you will be too. And then we're going to recap. Okay, so first we're going to solidify the intention for this program. We've come together to learn how to bring our heart and brain into coherence to feel safe, to heal and rewrite neural pathways of belief, freeing us from the pain of the past, and to raise our vibration to that of the limitless love of the greater consciousness of that divinity within, and to create and live our lives from this love vibration, no matter what's going on around us. And our intention for this call is to clear old, stagnant, painful energy from your body, specifically through the meditation, clearing the chakra energy centers. And just infusing them with that love of the highest order. And there's a little magic to that I'm going to tell you about. Okay, so together we set our intention. Oh, I got to calm down. I was getting so excited. Okay, so just close your eyes. And just take a deep cleansing breath. And just exhale fully, pushing out any stagnant air. And then just take another deep breath. And while your eyes are closed, we're going to set the intention as we focus on feeling that breath coming into and exhaling from your body. And just carefully listen to my voice and feel the energy of my words as you breathe into this intention. So, as a collective, we come together with deliberate effort and focused attention to expand our awareness, to understand how to better use our power, to learn and follow through with action steps to improve our lives and fulfill our dreams, syncing with the greater consciousness as one with the divinity within, empowered and fearless. And with your eyes still closed, just focus for a moment on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude. And just immerse yourself in gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now follow those blessings to more. More love, more joy, more happiness, opening your heart to all the possibilities of your human experience, for you truly are limitless. Infinite Spirit, in deepest gratitude, we thank you for all that's ours by divine right, having reached us now under grace in miraculous ways. And we ask, dearest angels, surround us with your diamond, steel, force field shield filled with strength, stamina, and healing energy that deflects negativity in all directions of time and protects us from all viruses. We are safe. In deepest gratitude, we thank you. Okay, so today we come together as one. And whether you're here live or listening to the recording, there's magic to be experienced. Florence taught that love is the most powerful magnetic force in the universe. And we're here from a basis of love to interact through that love vibration. So even a month or years later, when you listen to the recordings of this program, the love will follow through. It's how love energy works. It endures time. You know, there is no time and space when it comes to love, when it comes to that energy of love. And I've mentioned using your life force energy, which is pure love energy. When Mikhail Usui discovered Reiki energy, he was searching for the true purpose of life. And in its original form, Reiki was a path to enlightenment. The healing aspect was a remarkable extra, if you will. And the first time I experienced Reiki was when my life was pretty awful, which I've managed to put it there several different times. I got good at it. But the only way to go was up. Everything was so awful. And I met a woman who told me about Reiki, and she wanted to show me what it felt like. So she held her hand up over my forehead, and I didn't know what to expect. So, you know, I just sat there with my eyes closed. And then the next thing I knew, I could feel this slow movement of energy, like a thick golden syrup. I remember it felt golden. And that it was flowing down from the inside of my head. It started at the top of my head, and it was just flowing like through my brain. And it went down through my face and my neck and my shoulders and down through my arms and my body and down through my hips and my legs and all the way down to my feet. And I felt this huge release of tension, this release of anxiety, and I felt lighter and happier. And I didn't know what that was, but I had to have more of it. You know, but everyone has this life force energy within them. Everyone. You know, she was sharing it with me. And before I was attuned to the Reiki energy, I used it on Jessie, my daughter, when she was in the first grade. You know, it was right after I had this experience, and I got a book and I started reading about it. And she and I were hiding out from her dad, and we weren't sleeping much because, you know, of fear. And I got in this book, and it showed me how to do the hand positions in the book. So Jessie wasn't sleeping at night, and I was like, man, I can't function like this. Magic's moving around. I got to make sure he doesn't fall off the desk. I used these hand positions on her. And through my intention, I was just allowing that Reiki energy to flow through me and just infusing all the love that I held for her through my hands, asking God's energy to come through. You know, I didn't know what I was doing, but I was doing it. And she loved it. Oh my God, she loved it. And she would sleep all night long, all night. And she'd barely move, but she'd sleep all night. And then, and I would sleep well because that love energy was flowing through me too. You know, it was easy because I just focused and funneled the love, all the love of my heart to Jessie through my hands, and love heals. And then after I was attuned to Reiki and I had terrible allergies, couldn't breathe, headache, runny nose, it was September. Actually, I think it was my birthday. And we were at a high school football game when the quarterback hurt his ankle. And I was really miserable because I had forgotten to take my allergy medication. But I sat down in the grass right there on the sidelines with him, and I Reiki'd his ankle, just infusing love into his ankle. And the next thing I knew, my allergy symptoms were gone. Gone. And the quarterback, he got up and he finished the game. The Reiki benefits, you know, it benefits who or what you're focused on, as well as you as being the practitioner. And you have this life force energy within you. You can infuse your food, your water, your life, your dog, your cat, your business, your money, your home, your car. You can infuse that love energy of Reiki into everything with the intention of sharing the healing love through you. And when you bless with the intention of infusing someone or something with love sincerely from your heart, you're using the life force Reiki energy. And you may ask, well, if you have the Reiki love energy anyway, why would you want to be attuned to it? Well, the attunement just speeds up your ability to focus that energy. But do you have to be attuned to use it? Well, the simple answer is no, you don't. But if you want to get better at it quickly, attunement is the way to go. And there are three levels of Reiki, and I can attune you to it. There's a reduced fee for Reiki that I listed on the Deep Dive Central website. And if you want to be attuned, let me know and we'll get you scheduled. But if you're not interested in being attuned to it, you can still use it. You know, just focus that energy as best you can, that love energy through you. Just be aware that if the body isn't going to heal, Reiki won't heal it, but it will bring comfort to both of you. Okay, so let's talk about the energy of today's world for a moment. We're in a time that is unprecedented. You know, it just is. The energy that we're experiencing right now, the energy flowing throughout our planet and from the cosmos, is at an accelerated vibration of love energy. I know it probably doesn't look at like it by some news reports, you know, the things that are happening all over the world, but you know, chaos has to happen to rebuild. You know, you don't go in and clean a room and nothing gets messed up. It, to rebuild and to refocus and to change, you know, there's chaos involved. And I don't have the scientific knowledge to explain it all, but it is. You know, all this energy is here. I can feel it. And this energy is supporting us to man up, to step to the plate and use that power within us. This energy is supporting us to heal what we've held in unforgiveness, to overcome stress, survival mode, and overwhelm. You know, this energy is supporting us to be the love vibration, reconnecting us to the love that is our essence, as one with the divinity within. This energy is supporting us to expand our awareness, to be aware of our own internal energy as well as the energy that's around us, supporting us to deflect negativity and absorb the love. And there are going to be so many people awakening to this knowing within them, like you have. You know, we have to be ready to support them, you and me. Now, remember, speaking of the energy, when I was a little girl, I remember hearing my great grandma Haley talking to my grandma about Jesus coming back, about that being the end of the world. Well, I would agree that it's the end of the world as we know it. You know, we're already there. We are there. You know, the world that we knew before the pandemic doesn't happen anymore. You know, we're in a whole different place. The energy's different. You know, the way people look at things is different. And that's continually changing. The secrets and the lies can't hide anymore because all the light that's coming in, the darkness can't hide anymore. The light is shining. And things are being shown that were hidden. And Jesus is back. You know, he comes into most of my angel readings and the readings of other mediums or angels I know, or angel readers that I know. He joins in individual chats with the angels, prayers, meditations. He's been involved in several of our meditations by name and always with energy. And I can say with complete confidence that Jesus is working with each one of you to raise your vibration, to reconnect with that divinity within you, to use your power to feed the multitudes with a few loaves and fishes, to turn water to wine, to step to the plate and live your life from a vibration of love energy. And this doesn't mean that the world's ending. This means the world is seriously changing. You know, it makes you, you know, I remember thinking when the grandmas were talking about Jesus coming back, that how would we even know? Well, now we have the internet and social media, and you know immediately what's happening on the other side of the world. And you know, if Travis Kelce is with Taylor Swift, you know, because it's right there on your phone. Well, as a little girl from the 60s, we didn't have that then. But even if we had, Jesus is coming back in our hearts, in our lives, with thoughts and conversation and support. This morning when I was meeting with my angelic team, he was there and he asked me, do you trust me to have your back? Well, I was a little on the spot. And I said, yes. And then he responded with, then let me. Well, just to be clear, that means no worrying, no anxiety, no fretting about anything. And I mean anything. That means living a life worry and fear free, fearlessly living. What would your life be like if you lived fearlessly because you knew without doubt that Jesus has your back? Because his question wasn't just for me, because he knew I was going to share. It's for you too. Do you trust Jesus to have your back? You know, he's participated having our back specifically in some of our meditations. And I wondered where he was going with that, but here it is. It's the question. Do you trust Jesus to have your back? Okay, so have you heard of Dr. David Hawkins? Well, he developed the map of consciousness. And through his research, he tells us that when we've achieved the love vibration, we're at a vibration of 500 in his scale, his measurement scale. And when we achieve the joy vibration, we're at 540. And when we're at a level of peace, we're vibrating at 600. And when we're vibrating at this peace state of being at 600, we counterbalance. One person will counterbalance 10 million people vibrating at the level of courage and below. Courage being a vibration of 200. Imagine that. One person at the vibration of 600 counterbalancing 10 million people at courage and below. And what's below courage? Emotional states of hate, anxiety, regret, despair, guilt, shame. This throws a whole new light on being just one person. We're not just one person anymore. It totally made sense. There's so many of us that are working towards raising our vibration being that love energy. No wonder the light's coming in at such warp speed, you know? Well, what really excited me about this map of consciousness is just that, that 600 vibration is what you and I are striving for. And I believe we're closer than we think. Now, I didn't know anything about this map until recently, and I learned about it in his work through Pam Gregory, the astrologer. And I put a copy of the map and a link to his book, The Map of Consciousness, at Amazon. I put a link to that and a link to Pam Gregory's official YouTube page on the Deep Dive Central webpage. So you can go take a look at that and see if it interests you or not. His book is 400 pages. Don't think I'm going to be reading the book, but just knowing what's on the map and reading just a little bit about it, that's exciting. Okay, so I wanted to remind everybody that we've got one more call next week. And if you have questions, please reach out to me and ask them. If you're being challenged with something, if you're not sure how to implement something, reach out and ask me. Let's talk about it. And I want to ask you, how did you do with your homework from last week? Did you write out what you're doing to shift your energy from fear to love? And did you fully explain what, like you were talking to someone through your writing when you were writing it out? And how deep did you go? Have you established your new routine, your non-negotiable time? Are you writing daily in your journal pages? And are you discovering a pattern of where you are using your power and where you aren't? And are you using your chaos flush energy system when you get angry or frustrated? Because we all live in human bodies and we get angry and we get frustrated. It happens. And are you blessing your food and your water, blessing it sincerely from your heart, you know, infusing that Reiki love into it? You know, infusing your life with love. Are you doing that? Are you managing and focusing your power using your action steps and empowerment support tools? And if you want to work with me further to fully anchor this, you know, on March 28th, the Empowerment Implementation Intensive begins. And this is a safe space for you to fully explore your power and in a community setting with me and a few others. And we'll be setting real intentions and using our power to bring those intentions to fruition. And if you're ready to do this, you can register and reserve your seat. If you want to talk with me about it, let me know. Okay, so the meditation I want to share with you today is just over 32 minutes long. So we're going to begin a little bit earlier than usual. And this meditation clears your chakra energy centers of old energy and infuses them with that love of the highest order. And I want to preface this meditation by asking you to simply allow yourself to flow with the guidance. Don't try to force anything. Don't try to force manifesting something. Just flow with it. Follow the guidance and allow your body to release what it no longer needs and just absorb the love. Because as a human, you may feel that need to push, to make something happen. But please understand, your love energy, your individual love energy, contains the desires of your heart. And the love your love energy is a match. It's a perfect match for the energy of your field of potentiality. And Florence calls this the realm of perfect ideas, and scientists call it the quantum field. Your love energy matches this field and lays claim to everything that resides there. This meditation opens that door to do that. And that's why you don't want to push and force anything. You want to flow. Everything that's there, like your beautiful home, your magnificent job or perfect self-expression, your money, your happiness, your peace, everything that's yours in that field matches your energy at your love vibration. So when you're vibrating at that love frequency and you have a thought of what you want from that vibration, that 600 vibration, with what you want, it's already made manifest in your field of potentiality. And when you have that spark of the thought, it goes right out there, placing your order, and then it arrives as your experience in this physical world. You don't have to go get it. It's delivered. Like it's come from your local Amazon driver, it's just delivered. You may have some action steps to take to just kind of put everything in place, but you'll be guided to do that. You know, this kind of reminds me of that question, which came first, the chicken or the egg? Well, it's not that difficult. What comes first is your love energy. You know, you question, which comes first, the love energy or the desire for what you want? Well, the love energy comes first. And then with that spark of your thought, your order's placed and delivered. So just do your best to just follow that guidance in the meditation and just let the energy flow. And we begin. I think the volume's right. I may have to adjust it after I start. So if it's a little loud, I apologize. We relax into the breath to infuse your energy centers with love of the highest order, to raise your vibration to that of the greater consciousness of your superconscious higher self as one with the divinity within, freeing the body from the past, opening the way for your new future. So get comfortable with your feet flat on the floor, your hands gently in your lap. Just close your eyes and focus your attention on your heart. And now shift your focus to gratitude for the blessings in your life. And now ask yourself these questions. Who am I? What do I want? What's my purpose? What makes me happy? Now simply allow yourself to be aware of your physical body, your hands in your lap, and your feet on the floor. Focus again on your heart and allow yourself to hear the beating of your heart as a sound or feel it as a sensation. And with a deep breath, now rest your awareness in the first energy center in your body, around the perineum. And as you rest your awareness in this center, become aware
and sense the energy of space around your body from this center. And now infuse this energy center with love of the highest order, forgiving and healing shame, guilt, all energy that's less than love. And again, infuse this center with love of the highest order, sincere love of your heart, filling this space full from the inside out, feeling whole and complete, reconnected as one with the divinity within, building a new, solid foundation of love of the highest order for your new life. This love blends together your mind, body, and spirit at the elevated emotion of love. And this love expands and broadcasts out a new signature of energy, and the universe responds. Surrender the need to push to the greater consciousness and allow the greater consciousness to respond to you in the way that's right for you, responding with the desires of your heart or better. And now rest your awareness in the second center, a few inches below your navel. Just become aware of the space inside your body that this center occupies. And as you rest your awareness in this center, become aware of the space beyond this center around your body. Feel the energy within your body and around your body in space. And now bless this center with love of the highest order, visioning this love being shared amongst the atoms, the molecules, the chemicals, the cells, the tissues, the organs, shared with all the systems of the body. And just vision your body absorbing this new frequency of energy, lifting the vibration of this center to a new state of being, releasing the need to hold on to the pain of the past, releasing the past of yesterday to fully be in this moment in time, transforming past pain and suffering, setting you free, free to experience a new tomorrow. Just infuse this center with love for the greatest good, with clarity of thought, vibrating in love of the highest order at a new level of coherence, wholeness, peace, and bliss. Love heals in all directions of time. And now surrender to the greater consciousness and allow it to work for you as love of the highest order, as one with the divinity within. Shift your awareness to your third energy center, the solar plexus, your upper abdomen, and rest your awareness here within your body. And now just expand your awareness out to sense the volume of space around this third energy center and feel this expansion of energy beyond your body. And as you rest your awareness in this space, infuse this third center with the love vibration of the highest order. And just infuse this love for the greatest good and fill it with new information of this impassioned, elevated love energy of coherence, of wholeness, of order. And just breathe deeply and feel the flow and expansion of this love energy and feel your body respond. And now surrender it into the field of the greater consciousness. And allow this consciousness to organize it in a way that's perfect for you. Surrender. Just let go. And simply be this magnetic love energy. Move your awareness to the next energy center and focus your awareness here in that sacred space of your heart, right behind your breastbone, and rest your awareness in this creative center, bringing it to life. And as you breathe deeply into this center, as you rest your awareness here, become aware of the space around this fourth energy center of your heart. And now feel the volume of space beyond your body. And now with a deep breath, infuse this center with love of the highest order. With a full exhale, feel this love energy bloom and expand and broadcast out a new signature of energy into the stillness. Broadcast out a new energy that elevates the vibration of your body in love and gratitude, in appreciation, and with another deep breath, again, fill this center with coherent love energy. And this energy opens your heart, and you feel who you really are, as one with the divinity within. And now focus the love that is your essence here, in this heart center, grounded in wholeness, immersed in love of the highest order, freedom and joy, and welcome your higher self to speak to you. And now surrender the vibration of this love energy as the signature of your awareness. And this love energy broadcasts out to your field of potentiality. Allow the love energy to work through you. Simply let it flow. Release this love energy so the physical experience of your energy be made manifest in a way that's perfect for you. And now ascend your energy, your focus and awareness to the fifth center of your throat. And rest your awareness in this center, inside your throat. And as you rest your awareness in this blessed center, can you sense the energy of space beyond your throat, outside your body? And now feel the energy of space in and around your throat. Now infuse this center with love of your greatest good. that your words become law, that you speak with clarity and purpose, that you express who you really are, that your declarations be made law in wholeness, in truth, in coherence. Fill this space with information and let your body respond and ascend to a greater, fearless consciousness of thought. And now release this love energy to the field of the greater consciousness, that it may be executed in a way that is perfect for you. And now move your awareness to the sixth center, and rest your attention in a space between the back of your throat and the back of your head at your pineal gland. And as you rest your awareness in this center, embrace the volume of space around this center. Feel the volume of space beyond your head. And now infuse this center with a new frequency of love of the highest order, a new energy of new information and matter. Responds to this impassioned, elevated emotion of energy. Doors to dimensions are revealed to you, and you see through the veil of this reality. You know the hidden meaning behind all things, the illusions and physical world fears fall away. And now release the power of this love into the field, planting fertilized seeds of love in limitless possibility. And now ascend your awareness to the seventh center behind your eyes, in the center of your head. And as you rest your awareness in the center of your head, take a deep breath and expand your awareness and the sense of energy beyond this internal center. And feel the energy of space around your head. And now infuse this center with love of the highest order for your highest outcome. The love energy and information that you infuse into this center is consumed by the cells, the glands, the tissues surrounding this center. And this center ascends to the greater consciousness of the divinity within, in harmony with the body, and the field responds. And just release the magnetic, elevated energy of your desires into the field. And allow this energy to be organized and executed in a way that's perfect and natural just for you. And now ascend your awareness to the space above your head, the portal from energy to matter. And as you rest your awareness in this center, fill this center with all the love of your heart, that love that is your essence, vibrating in true gratitude of how it would feel when your prayers are already answered, when your heart's desires are fulfilled. You feel the appreciation of a future made manifest. And the anticipation and expectation of something profound finding you and magnetizing to you peace, joy, happiness, experiences of your highest and best good, this or better. Surrender to this experience and allow the energy to flow. And now simply become aware of the space around your body and sense the energy beyond your outstretched arms, beyond your fingertips. And feel the information, the desires of your heart that you want to broadcast into the field of the greater consciousness. Feel them. Who do you want to be when you open your eyes? Feel it. Feel the joy. Feel the deep sense of peace within. The bliss of happiness. For whatever you broadcast as energy into the field, in a coherent signature, combined with an elevated, impassioned emotion, is mirrored back to you Your passioned energy gives life to matter. Remember this feeling and release all need to force this energy. Surrender your efforts. Surrender your efforts to a greater consciousness. And this release of impassioned energy shows cause in your life. The energetic flow is real. Be open to receive and measure the effects of the power within you as your experience. Your desires made manifest. And we ground into this energy as a new, empowered, peaceful state of being. Just allow roots from your feet to go down into Mother Earth, down through the soils, down to that healing, loving light at her center, where the roots wrap around a black tourmaline sphere, anchoring you, anchoring this love that you are. And with a deep breath, just pull that healing, loving light and that love that you are back up through the roots, back up through the soils, back up to your feet, up through your legs, to your heart. Fully connected with the divinity within. And when you're ready, open your eyes. Okay, so you'll want to allow your body to align with all the energy that you moved with this meditation. And you'll find the meditation only on the Deep Dive Central webpage, along with the meditation and another 20 or so minutes of music to allow your body to fully immerse into and integrate the energy of the meditation when you're experiencing it on your own, so you can choose which one you want to use each time. So be sure to download them both to all your devices. Okay, so we're just going to recap really briefly here. Today we talked about the energy of our planet, our individual energy, and our tools And we experienced this blessing of the chakra energy meditation. Please, please just write in your daily journal pages. Set your daily intentions. Use your chaos flush when you need it. Forgive what's been unforgiven when it reveals itself to you. You know, no more stuffing that energy. And consciously choose to be the love vibration and just immerse yourself in gratitude. And you will achieve that state of poise that Florence talks about. You'll reach that 600 in the vibration scale. This is your life. You know, it's up to us to step to the plate and live it. And we can live it fearlessly. You know, if Jesus were to stand before you and say, "Do you trust me to have your back?" What would your answer be? You know, I've always believed that our angelic team is right here supporting us. And we get proof every day. So I would really love it if you could send to me your thoughts about the program, the benefit you've received, and how it's changed your life. I would really, really love that. I'm adding those thoughts of yours to the information about this class. You know, I've got another one that starts tomorrow. And you never know, somebody might be right on the edge and decide to take it because of what you wrote and get the benefits from it. Okay. So this completes our call.